"I hate to disturb you when you're researching," Violet said, "but there was a note from Jerome on my pillow. Esme is going to take us to Veblen Hall at 10:30 sharp, and it's just past 10 o'clock now. Is there any way we can help you?"
"I don't see how," Klaus said, his eyes looking worried behind his glasses.
"There's only one copy of the catalogue, and it's pretty complicated. Each of the items for the auction is called a lot, and the catalogue lists each lot with a description and a guess at what the highest bid may be. I've read up to lot 49, which is a valuable postage stamp."
"Well, Gunther can't hide the quagmires in a postage stamp," Violet said. "You can skip that lot."
"I've been skipping lots of lots," Klaus said, "but I'm still no closer to figuring out where the triplets will be."
"Would Gunther hide them in lot number 14, an enormous globe? Would he hide them under the lid of lot number 25, a rare and valuable piano? Would he hide them in lot number 48, an enormous statue of a scarlet fish?"
Klaus stopped and turned the page of a catalogue.
"Or would he hide them in lot number 50, which is—"
Klaus ended his sentence in a gasp. But his sisters knew immediately that he did not mean that the 50th item to be sold at the inn auction was a sharp intake of breath. He meant he discovered something remarkable in the catalogue, and they leaned forward to read over his shoulder and see what it was.
"I can't believe it," Violet said. "I simply can't believe it."
"Tumsk,"
Sunny said, which meant something like, "This must be where the quagmires will be hidden."
"I agree with Sunny," Klaus said. "Even though there's no description of the item, they don't even write what the letters stand for."
"We'll find out what they stand for," Violet said, "because we're going to find Esme right this minute and tell her what's going on. When she finds out, she'll finally believe us about Gunther, and we'll get the quagmires out of lot number 50 before they leave the city." "You were right, Klaus. The time was ripe for your researching skills."
"I guess I was right," Klaus said. "I can scarcely believe our luck."
The Baudelaires looked again at the page of the catalogue, making sure that it was neither a hallucination nor a phantasm. And it wasn't. Right there, written in neat black type under the heading Lot Number 50, were three letters and three punctuation marks that seemed to spell out the solution to the Baudelaires' problems. The children looked at one another and smiled. All three siblings could scarcely believe their luck. The Baudelaire orphans could scarcely believe D.